This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Federal Reserve is concerned about the Iran war's impact on commodity markets. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The war with Iran is causing upheaval in the commodity markets. The early volatility has seen an increase in the price of corn and soybeans, but it has also included sharp setbacks. Even more concerning is the risk presented to U.S. farmers and consumers as the conflict in the Middle East drives energy and fertilizer prices higher. During his press conference last Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the impact is concerning.
There are just lots of ways that oil and derivatives of oil get into the production and transportation of many, many things. So, and those, they're big effects on in headline inflation, but things like that leak into core as well. And the effects may not be as big, but they're quite real and they're material. So we are aware of that and we're watching it, but, we're right at the beginning of this and we don't know how big this will be and how long it lasts. It may or may not be something that really makes a big imprint on the U.S. economy. We're just going to have to wait and see.
While oil price spikes immediately drove up headline inflation, which includes volatile energy prices, those costs eventually leak into core inflation, Powell said. It strips out energy and food prices as the cost of producing other goods rises. For corn and soybean growers preparing for spring planting, that wait-and-see approach means keeping a very close eye on how headline inflation, rising fuel, and fertilizer expenses will impact their bottom line in the coming weeks. For more information, visit federalreserve.gov. You can find this story and much more by visiting our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every evening. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.